1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump has said that people charged with crimes in connection to the Capitol riot were victims of what happened and were merely protesting. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who could be Trump's running mate, was asked about those comments on ABC's This Week.
Anyone who attacks an officer, whether on the Capitol grounds or any place else in the country, should serve time.
The former president campaigned Saturday in Detroit. President Biden's re-election campaign said his fundraiser in Los Angeles Saturday raised $30 million. A large fire in Los Angeles County has now grown to cover 11,000 acres. It's led to 1,200 evacuations. In Michigan, 9 people were hurt, a mother and son critically, after a 42-year-old man allegedly opened fire at a splash pad in suburban Detroit. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Meanwhile, police in Texas searching for suspects. 2 people were killed in a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration in Round Rock. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. When Wisconsin farmers aren't working on corn, soy, or ginseng, there's a growing movement to plant cover crops. Mike Moen takes us over the border into Minnesota.
Cover crops are plants grown between commodity crops to prevent soil erosion and nitrates from flowing into nearby waterways, harming water quality and natural resources. John Stevens has adopted the practice for his farm operation north of the Twin Cities.
There's been years that we've had just phenomenal corn yields while you're standing in 10 to 12 inches of beautiful oat grass, and we did it with reduced fertilizer inputs.
He says that's good news for local creeks that connect with the St. Croix River. The latest Census of Agriculture released this year showed a 17% increase in cover crop acreage compared to 2017. There are federal programs administered by the USDA that help cover expenses for farmers who agree to plant cover crops. Stephen says they have become more flexible, but he suggests certain types of messaging to convince those still on the fence.
Sign up a 5 or 10 acre parcel and get your cover crops perfected on that 5 or 10 acres, and then you can just step into full scale.
Stevens indicates that approach might help avoid turning off farmers who run into obstacles after making big cover crop investments. There's also research indicating this practice doesn't always translate to higher yields. But he says that way of thinking needs some fine-tuning.
We've been taught decades of maximize your yield. And it's like, nope, that system doesn't work that way. You're going to reduce tillage costs.
This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The state championships are over. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Girls high school soccer state championships at Eline Park in Milwaukee. Division 3 Plymouth beat Catholic Memorial 2-1. Division 2 Oregon shut out Whitefish Bay 1-0. And for the third year in a row, Muskego won the state title by beating Kimberly 2-1 in Division 1. Baseball, Brewers and the Reds wrapping up their series. A full recap later tonight. Last night, the crew won 3-1 thanks to a Joey Ortiz 3-run homer in the 5th, manager Pat Murphy.
That big moment for him as a young player gives everybody a lift. I mean, I think it's safe to say, guys, we're not playing as that scrappy underdog team.
And rapper Snoop Dogg, with a concert in Milwaukee, stopped by the press box to do some play-by-play on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you, get it in there. Oh, he in there. That's Sanchez. That's yes, I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's a base hit. Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N, double O, no, no.
That's Snoop Dogg. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms around for this Father's Day. Winds a little breezy. High temperatures warming to the mid and upper 80s as some sunshine breaks out. In the overnight, we'll see more showers and storms, partly cloudy, lows dropping to the middle 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known maybe Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Win. Join us, all that and more, review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The music of the stars for scene. Saint Dad. Because he is, isn't he? Thank you for being here. like that musical suite. That's Elmer Bernstein. From Desire Under the Elms, here's Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and happy Father's Day to you, too. See, I thought I'd wear all the gifts so I wouldn't hurt anybody's feelings, you know. That's another tie. I thought it was my tongue hanging out. But this time, we would like to thank the Democrat and Republican parties for giving up their time so that this program could be heard. But to get back now to Father's Day, which we're going to talk about this evening, did you realize that half of the parents in the world today are fathers? There'll be a writer's meeting in 5 minutes. You know, there's an old saying about fathers. It's so old that they don't even remember it anymore. Warm up the car, boys. I remember Father's Day back in Vincennes, Indiana. It was sort of hazy to me now. I was 17 at the time. It's sort of hazy like an old kinescope, you think. And I was going with a girl at that time. She was much older than I was. I won't say how old she was, but when Grant took Richmond, she was taking Saratan. There'll be a reading of the will any minute. Say, for a special treat this Father's Day, my wife let me go down to the beach to see the new bathing suits. I'm going again next Father's Day, too. Say, some of have you seen the new bathing suits? I'm telling you, there was one girl down there. It's a wonder she didn't get arrested. It's a wonder I didn't get arrested. Say, there were two seagulls were flying. There were two seagulls flying, and one of them says, Gertrude. And she says, yes, Ralph. His name was really Sam, but it was a married seagull. She says, Ralph. He says, have you tried a chlorophyll? He says, what's wrong with you? He says, about your breath. He says, what about my breath? He says, have you been eating fish lately? Better get packing, Tiny Tim. This morning, Richard and Valentina came into my room, and they had a little present, see, for me for Father's Day, and they came in, see, and I pretended I was asleep, and they came in, and they said, should we wake him up? And Richard says, I don't know, but there's the old boy laying there, look at him. He don't look very brilliant, does he, huh? He said, we could have done worse. He says, well, shall we wake him up? She says, yeah, but be sure and laugh or he'll cut off our allowances. The other day I walked into the living room and the cat was laying there like this, see? The cat was laying there. And I said, what's the matter, kitten? He says, what happens to me shouldn't happen to a dog. I says, Richard again? He says, who else? I says, what now? He says, not only does he want to pull my tail, but he wants to unscrew it and take it to school and pull it there, too. I says, well, how could he unscrew your tail? He says, do you see my tail? I says, no. He says, why did you give that boy a monkey wrench? Richard came in the other day and he said to me, he says, let's buy some chinchillas. That's a chinchillas. Those are rabbits with mink coats on, you know. He says, we can have two of them, and it costs $1,000 a piece, see? We get two of them, and before long we'll have four of them, and then we can sell the first two and get you money back, and then that way I'm in business on my own. I said, I'm not going to pay $1,000 for a chinchilla. He says, well, then just buy one chinchilla. Then that way, then we'll soon have two chinchillas, and that way we... You know, I still haven't figured out a way to explain it to him.
Skelton Scrapbook. Let's talk about Father.
Say, are you nervous?
nervous. Oh, wouldn't you like to know? I'm nervous. I'm as nervous as a June bride without a can opener. Gotta get out of this rut, I know that. You got a cigarette?
Yeah, a cigarette, right
here. Would you please? Thank you very much. Very kind of you, old man.
Want a match?
No, I don't smoke. Thing to do,
you know, this is my first baby.
Your first one? Oh.
I'm pretty nervous. Oh. How do you manage to keep so cool and collected?
Cool and calm, boy. Cool. Oh, I keep cool. The doctor will collect later. Don't worry. See, I use a psychological approach.
Oh?
Yes, I never let this bother me, you see. I use a psychological approach.
Hey, I thought you weren't nervous.
I'm not. I just thought I'd like to be birthed.
What do you want, a boy or a girl?
Well, I really wanted a Great Dane, but they wouldn't pay any attention to me. You know, this... Well, I thought I ripped out one of my veins.
Already. Tell me now, what kind of baby do you want?
Oh, a rich one if I could get it.
Listen, why don't you tell a story?
Do I?
Tell the story.
Oh, don't be silly. Don't make me laugh. Mark don't deliver babies.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, no, he don't.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, no, he don't. You know, I gotta lay off of that chlorophyll gin, you know. I'm seeing things.
You know, it's a funny thing. Right now, we're just regular citizens.
Yeah.
But in a few minutes, we'll be fathers.
Yeah. I wonder if it's too late to call it off.
Someday I'll be able to walk down the street with that little tot toddling along beside me, my son. Do you hear me? That will be my son. My son. My son.
Father. Oh, doctor, what is it? Tell me, what is it, a boy or a girl, doctor? Tell me.
I'm not a doctor. I'm an inmate. I mean an intern.
An inmate? You, boy, you'd have to be to work in a place like this because you got to be nuts to be here. You work here at the hospital, do you, huh?
No, I'm not really an intern.
What do you do?
I just clean up around here.
Oh, that must be quite a job to clean up a place this big.
Oh, no, it's pretty easy. You see, I use Tide.
Well, the new wash day miracle?
Oh, what a sneaky way of getting it in. You mean Tide, the wash day miracle that gets clothes cleaner than any soap?
T-I-D-E, Tide?
Yes, let's not get sickening about it.
Now, Tide washes clothes whiter than you can bleach them.
Oh, Tide washes clothes whiter than you can bleach them. Oh,
well, I gotta be going, fellas.
Oh, nice.
Gotta see a friend of mine.
Yes.
He just fell from the 15th floor.
Well, it's a good thing he was near a hospital when it happened.
Yes, it was.
He fell from the 15th floor. What happened?
Well, he was washing a window with Tide.
Yes?
And he stepped back to admire his handiwork.
You see, the reason he delivered the commercial is because he just came out of the delivery room.
You know what day this is today?
No, I never know what day it is. You see, I have a Marilyn Monroe calendar, and I never look at the day.
Look, be serious. Yeah. This is Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's Day. Once the... Somebody must have gone nuts. I hear the ambulance coming. Hell, another Sunday driver's bit the dust, you know. You know, once a year they set aside just to call it Father's Day. It comes 1 month after Mother's Day. That gives the stores the chance to change all the leftover handkerchiefs into dyes, you see. Yeah, Father used to be the head of the family, but now he's lucky if he can keep head of the finance company.
Yeah. What a day for a kid's birthday.
Yeah.
Father's Day.
Yeah, what a day for a kid to be born on Father's Day. He gets all the presents and Pop gets the rooks. I can just see what it's going to be like when I'm a dad. I remember like it was with me. Now, let's say it's late in the evening and Dad's just coming home. He's coming home to his cool green cottage. It's all covered with a hot mortgage, you know. he's tired and he's got a headache. He's been fighting the traffic jam all the way home. But he's forgotten that now, because now he can relax. He can forget about business. This is another world that he's in. He sits down in his big easy chair. Then he'll loosen his tie. He'll unbutton his collar. Then he'll reach over and take his favorite pipe. And then he'll say to himself,
my home.
Yeah, his home. His and the Bank of America.
Yes, sir, tonight I'm going to live. Going to read my paper, have a good dinner, and watch Ken Murray on television.
Ah, what a wonderful idea.
Tonight I'm going to
Ken Murray
in my own home.
Ah, that dreamer. Now, he's just got a whiff of what cooking in the kitchen. He wonders if it's going to be his favorite dish. It won't be long till he finds out, because Mom's coming in with it now.
He's I've burned the roast. Beans again tonight.
Now, Dad would like to talk about all of his accomplishments at the office that day. But he'd like for somebody to be interested in what he's talking about. So he'll just sit there and wait for Mom to ask him what happened.
How did things go at the office today, dear?
Well, you know, Mom, I settled that deal today and...
Muriel called me. Henrietta had twin boys, 6 pounds, 9 ounces each. What deal?
Well, you know, the one I was counting on so much.
Yeah, he comes home just to hear about all the nice little things that happened. The ice box is leaking. They're going to shut off the gas. She tells him that the roof's in perfect shape, but the house has to be rebuilt.
About that deal now, Mom.
Do you remember Sylvia Whiffenpoof? Well, she's back in town with her fifth husband. And if you ask me what I think...
Yeah, Mom's interested in his achievements. But right now, she's going to wait and hear them after she's unloaded all the gossip she's heard for the day.
And the places Gladys says they go. You know Gladys never gossips, but she says that the FBI is going to pick them up any second now. Did you ask Mr. Miller for a raise? You were going to ask Mr. Miller for a raise, did you?
Yes, I asked him.
Well, did he give it to you?
Yeah, with both barrels.
Yeah, poor old Pop asked for the raise, but he had to convince the boss that he'd been working there for 15 years.
He didn't remember you.
He didn't know me from Adam. In fact, he kept calling me Adam.
Oh, Father, you're so wishy-washy. I wish you'd learn to stand up for your rights like other men do. Take Mildred Evans' husband, Paul. The reason he's such a success in business is because... Are you going to sleep while I'm talking to you? How rude can you get, Adam?
My name is not Adam.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Mom doesn't give him much credit. She gives him plenty of love, but not much credit. Well, now it's after dinner, and this is the moment that Pop's been waiting for. He can just sit back now and relax in front of his television set and enjoy the wrestling match.
And now we take you to the stadium, where you will see the wrestling match between Exotic Irving and Cupidal Donegan.
Dad, how can you watch those horrible wrestlers?
Cupidal Donegan has his share of followers, too.
Fashion show.
And now we bring you the fashion show from Mlle Mimi's Fashion Salon. Just wait until you see these fetching creations, girls. Now,
everybody, and a happy Father's Day to all of you. All of us. The music of the stars is on the air. No other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For 97 years, WRJN has covered the county, city, neighborhoods, twice an hour, weekdays with Stuart J. Waddles. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And the Milwaukee Brewers all together in making the perfect soundtrack to summer. And farming, a big thing in Racine County. WRJN has farmers covering the fabulous southeastern Wisconsin farm base. Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report every weekday morning from 5 till 6. Along with reports throughout the day, keep up to date on all things ag. Part of our local news, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJN. This is music from Elmer Bernstein. Desire Under the Elms. Don Rosen years ago did soundtracks on Sunday evenings. I never missed them. And I worked for a rival station. I'd like to see that feature return. Elmer Bernstein and Desire Under the Elms. Music we play isn't all just for fathers. It could be a sugar daddy or a daddy that gets beaten 8 to the bar, like the Andrews sisters. In fact, they're next. With Vic Shane and the orchestra.
There's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano anywhere that you like it, but the way he likes to play is A to the bar. When he plays, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather around when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he beats puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance, but when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, feed me, daddy, A to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the key. A riff, a raff, a riff, raff, riff, raff, a riffin' out with E. And when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, feed me, daddy, A to the bar. He plays a boogie, he plays A to the bar, the boogie woogie. That is the way he likes to play on his piano. And we all know that when he plays, he puts them all in a trance. The cats all holler hooray. You hear them say, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. In Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far.
puts the cats in a trance, and nobody there ever bothers to dance. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, feed me, daddy, eight to the bar. A plink, plink, a plank, plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the keys. A riff, riff, a riff, riff. A riff, 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 a riffin' out with these. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, feed me, daddy, hey, to the bar.
Don Ray and Huey Prince put that together. More now from the Andrew Sisters. This is Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with Danny Fornero from Kenosha. And now for the sugar daddies.
Hey, listen to my story about a gal named Daisy May. Lazy Daisy May. Da 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 da. Her disposition is rather sweet and charming, at times alarming. So they say. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. She had a man who's tall and handsome, dark and strong, to whom she used to sing this song.
I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy.
Ha, 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 ha.
She wants a diamond ring
and a bracelet and everything.
Hey, Daddy, you want to get the best for me.
Hi.
I'd like to have those sables, clothes with Paris labels.
Hey, hey, Daddy.
Ha, 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 ha. Nothing but the best for me.
Breathe.
It must have been a Saturday when God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need somebody to fix things. So God made a father. God said, I need someone willing to get up after mom, forget milk, avoid diapers, forget milk again, skip breakfast, tussle the kids, freshly made hair, and then drive across town to work. So God made a father. God said, I need someone to watch a ball sail wide right and watch hope crumble. Then dry his eye, pick up that pile of hope, hug it and say, maybe next year. I need someone who can mend jeans with a staple gun, fix a flat tire with a shoelace, who can make dinner out of canned meats, potato chips, and fruit cups, who, during the spring and summer months, will finish mowing the lawn by Sunday noon and then, reeling from heat stroke, find time for 18 holes. So God made a father. And God said, I need somebody strong enough to lift couches and move stoves, yet gentle enough to potty train and tie shoes and catch fireflies, who will turn off the game to join tea parties and slay dragons. It had to be somebody who'd shovel snow and ice and salt the drive. Someone to hammer, screw, saw, mow, and grill and clean and dance and walk the dog and kill the spiders. Someone who'd squeeze love into a family with their big, strong arms and then gently hold hands and pray. Someone who would smile and then sigh and reply with loving eyes when his children hug him and softly say, I love you, Daddy. So God made a father.
The Stars will be on again next week. Sundays, 7 to high noon.
Remember, why must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear? Why must I always hear? Ti amo. I still can hear her say, oh God, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. Could I say or do when love has lost its meaning? It's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting.
announcement from We Energies. They're working safely and quickly, they say, to restore power. That may have been what just happened here. I lost my feed. The outages, power outages, affecting a large number of customers here in southeast Wisconsin. We'll keep you posted on WRJN, as always. Just to repeat, a bunch of outages in scattered areas here in southeast Wisconsin from We Energies Report. As far as I can see, the outages are mainly in Milwaukee between Oak Creek and Kenosha and up to Sheboygan for a degree and some west of Milwaukee. In Milwaukee, nearly 1,600 users are out of service. Racine has 970 customers without power, and Ozaukee County, 28 more. Causes are not known. Waukesha County has 45 customers without service. Restoration time, 24 minutes from Milwaukee. Have more accurate estimates as the morning and afternoon continue through. They're getting a crew out to the scene to evaluate these specific situations. Of the music of the star. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network statewide and all over the world at WRJN.com and civicmedia.us. Perry Como, one of my favorites. And this tune, well, it'll keep you thinking.
When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray. From the time of diaper and pin, till the time they cry, don't come in. Till the time you gown them in white,
When she's a plain little girl, how you worry. But when she's a beautiful thing, you do more than that, you pray. Boys come around when they want a date. Girls may only stay home and wait. When she's out, you sit up all night with her first baby child. You trust her. But worry, 'cause you were once a boy. When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray.
This morning has gone pretty quickly. For me, anyway. The Music of the Stars back again next Sunday. We're on from 7 o'clock Central Daylight Time straight on till high noon. Another plug for Don Rosen Monday. He's having Bill Lawrence on. WRJN radio host for years, a longtime colleague of mine in radio. Back on the air tomorrow morning with Don Rosen. 7 o'clock Central. Hey, thank you for being part of our family. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can you find me in the night? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker. The wind is so much colder. The world I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone. Papa, please forgive me. Try to understand me. Papa, don't you know I had no choice? Can you hear me pray? Anything I'm saying, even though the night is filled. I remember everything you taught me, every book I've ever read. Can all the words in all the books help me to face what lies ahead? The trees are so much taller, and I feel so much smaller. The moon is twice as lonely, and the stars are half as bright.
The stars. Barbra Streisand. That's Michelle LeGrand. Incomparable Bergmans, Marilyn and Alan. Next week, more on the music of the stars. Thank you for being part of our family. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Podcasts are available at civicmedia.us. And the rest of the week, thoughtful programming, talk radio, without the yelling. You can find them at 540 AM WAUK. State, local issues, and all sides are welcome. That's at 5:40 a.m. Also on the Civic Media app. Thank you. WRJN, the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. This is our 32nd year of broadcasting. Thank you for being part of it. And until we meet again, keep your dream.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC